Outlook. The approximately 160 acres of land have been harvested, and as a result, the immediate food needs for people in as many as 34 countries will be met. Just northeast of Outlook, the River Plains Growing Project has wrapped for another year, completing another successful harvest that will benefit the Canadian Food Grains Bank, an organization that works with other agencies to meet the food needs, reduce malnutrition and strive for sustainable food security for people in many nations around the globe. With the help of the federal government, the Food Grains Bank is able to leverage donations on a 4-to-1 basis, meaning the dollars and the support are able to multiply quickly. Started in 2008, the River Plains Growing Project was the brainchild of a group of people who were committed to using their skills and experience in the field to harvest a crop in which the yield would be given away in an effort to alleviate hunger in the world. The project has seen many people retain their commitment through the years, including Michelle Durdal and her family, who credit everyone else for the work and the labor they've performed for 14 years now, seeing the project through every fall. Those people include Sally and John Bradbury, who provided a Semyon trailer, while Kent Harrington and Gary Laird both donated and operated combines. As well, Erlinson Farms donated a swather, two combines, a tractor and grain cart, and a tractor and auger. Jerry Gross did the swathing while Jesse Erlinson and Blaine Napick operated the combines, with Hannah Erlinson running the grain cart and Glenn Erlinson coordinating the unloading. And just in case people thought there wasn't time to find a little bit of fun, there were plenty of ride-alongs for those looking to experience life out on the field.